go back to that New Orleans tune, Strutting with Some Barbecue.
That's a Lewis Ford rendition, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Strutting with Some Barbecue. Back in the day, it meant going out with your lady.
Yeah.
On your arm, strutting with some barbecue. That's it. That's the way the New Orleans, they tell that story. That's what it meant. Hey, baby, let's go strut.
Yeah.
Strut with some barbecue. Perfect music.
The ladies could say the same thing,
that's,
you know?
That's right. Yeah, got my man on my arm.
Strutting
with some barbecue. we're talking barbecue with the makers of Post Oak Barbecue in the house, Cole Rusich and Nick Ito. Hey, y'all.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right.
Good. I like these guys already. They're musicians. They were musicians. Well, if you're a musician, you're a musician. Doesn't matter when the last time you picked up your axe. It's still in your heart.
It's for life.
In your soul.
I played guitar yesterday, so I count.
Oh, there you go. Boom.
the Post Oak Barbecue friends are going to be joining us at Live at the Vineyards on Saturday, August 12th. And we wanted them in the house to tell their story because they've been doing it for a little while here. Pull up close. Who's got the historical? So that's you, Cole.
Yeah,
how did you pull this off? How long ago?
A lot of work. We started 4 years ago. The owner is a Texas native guy, you know, that moved to Boulder to go to business school and couldn't find, you know, real traditional authentic Texas barbecue anywhere.
Yeah.
And decided, why would I do banking, which I don't like, and instead of just doing brisket, which I do like. So that's kind of how we started. And, you know, me and Nick Ito here jumped on the team to kind of turn that vision into an actuality. So
banking, barbecue, banking, barbecue. Barbecue's going to win.
Yeah, there's certainly one that's more fun. I feel like I think the bank has more money than we do. But
hey, how long ago was that it got started?
4 years.
You said
ago,
4 years.
Our 4 year anniversary was in June.
So my goodness, how did you get through? I love these survival stories, particularly of restaurants where it was so hard.
Yeah, to be honest with you, we stayed really resilient. We believe that businesses are kind of made during these hard periods. A lot of places crumble, and a lot of places just get nervous. The first thing we did, we showed up on a Monday on our day off. We're closed on Mondays. We showed up on a Monday, and we brainstormed for about 4 hours of like, what are we going to do? Let's open immediately. Let's not close. Let's not panic. Let's just make sure that we know how to do what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Now, also, barbecue is kind of it's a good takeout model. So I'm not going
right.
to, you know, I'm not going
right.
to say that wasn't beneficial
so
for us. But
takeout can make the difference.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, now let's get to the getting. What makes authentic Texas barbecue? What's the difference between Texas versus Kansas City versus St. Louis or whatever? Who's going to speak to that?
Okay.
Ito. All right.
So it's really the brisket is the main highlight.
All right.
I mean, doing that low and slow, taking it really, really long to, you know, care for the meat and tend to it and touch it and, you know, just handle everything with so much care and effort. Paying attention to the way the bark is developing or the way it feels or just, you know.
I'm sorry, the bark?
The bark is the seasoning and the rub on the outside that forms up after that long cooking process.
It's like the burnt ends or something?
The burnt ends, kind of, yeah, that's the barkiest part of it all. So
okay.
the real secret is care and love,
okay.
You know, in all barbecue aspects.
Yeah, and, you know, traditional Texas barbecue is, like, very beef-forward and, like, no emphasis on sauce. It's kind of a very simple treatment of meat, so it's kind of very simple rubs. Like, what we put on brisket is salt, pepper, and garlic, and that's it.
You know, I went to I noticed you've got, you know, East Austin on your hat there. And I was in Austin in a very famous, huge place where guys like me, tourists like me, go.
Yep.
And everybody said, you got to go here, and you got to order all this stuff to take with you. And I can't remember the name of the place, but there's a massive barbecue place there that the world is world renowned.
And it's a totally different thing when you go to Texas. I mean, it's everywhere. It's like, you know, in Colorado, there's, you know, a limited amount of places kind of doing this. And
right.
in Texas, you know, you go to Austin and it seems like every restaurant in every corner is a Texas barbecue place. And you might be talking about Terry Black's. Terry Black's is amazing. We went there when we were out.
It was something really like good. That.
Cole Rusich and Nick Ito from Post Oak Barbecue. That's postoakdenver.com. Where y'all at? Y'all over on?
We're 4000 Tennyson Street.
Berkeley neighborhood.
Yep.
Okay.
Really good neighborhood. We got a great block.
Now, I'm envisioning, what do you got, like a smokehouse? You got big ovens?
We have a big boy smoker. Our smoker was built right outside of Dallas. It's by a company called J&R. And that's kind of another thing that makes Texas barbecue. We smoke on post oak wood, hence the name. So we get wood shipped up from Austin whenever we need it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm. It's
smell lunch already.
And I'm checking out the menu at postoakdenver.com. And the barbecue photography is exceptional.
Yeah, we're a good photographer.
Because my mouth is watering over here with the touch. And I mean, it seems like you talk about, Nick, about handling the meat. What are y'all going to handle for Live at the Vineyards on Saturday, August 12th?
We're going to be doing a little riff on our Dirty Mac and Cheese. We're going to do mini Dirty Macs with our house-made hot link and some of our pulled pork.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
You know, the conundrum with Live at the Vineyards is that there's 20 or 22 different restaurants. So you really got to pace yourself. But even more than that, you have to have your top three or four, because that's where you start.
Yeah.
And the problem with me is I never get past three or four. So I do the loop and I come back to the side. If I start with you guys, I end up going back. Yeah. 20 minutes later.
And I hear we're right next to the Sangria booth this year. So you guys get a drink. See
you. Oh, you got your spot, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful Saturday afternoon, August 12th, Live at the Vineyards. One of the food providers is Post Oak Barbecue. They come at us from 4000 Tennyson in the Berkeley neighborhood. The website is postoakdenver.com. You're in a great line of work here. I mean, is barbecue like recession proof? It must be.
A little bit, yeah.
Because other stuff is, you know, flexible or optional, but barbecue is mandatory.
Oh, comfort food is forever.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I quote you on that?
Please.
Okay,
sure.
Nick Ito says comfort food is forever. Cole Rusich and Nick Ito from Post Oak Barbecue. Thank y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
And hey, we'll see you a week from Saturday.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's going to be cool. All right. Thank you. 17 ahead of 9 o'clock, a little strutting with some barbecue in the background. Let's go to Horace Silver. This is called Digging on Dexter on Kubo Jazz.